Zay and 1560 WGOB 96.1 FM. It's I Just Blessed Friday morning, Valentine's Day. That's right, 9 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock a.m. Your mighty JJ Harris and Youth of Praise. Good morning, Dennis Walton.
Good morning, Sister Sarai.
You doing all right over there?
I am doing all right over here.
You doing all right?
I'm better now.
It is already all right.
It's a little bit better now.
For sure, for sure.
Even though the sun is shining,
yes,
we just came, some more light just walked into
that's
the,
right.
to the building.
That's right. Yes, we have our own Anna. I got it right this time. I got it right. Anna.
Yeah, you
now,
did.
The last wow. time, yeah, the last time I added another name.
You just made up
I just
stuff.
Made up something. Oh, God.
It happens more often
I'm
than
so
you would
sorry.
Think.
So good to see you on this morning.
Good to see you guys, too.
Aside from the cold, you hanging in there?
Oh, barely.
Again, so glad to have you on today. Now, what's trending in neighborhood news? In the neighborhood.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things trending.
Okay.
I have three stories that I'm here to talk to you about mm-hmm. today from Milwaukee Neighborhood News Service. So I don't know which one you guys want to start
with.
Well,
we can start off with the tax season, I believe. The Social Development Commission, they are offering, I believe, free tax preparation services?
Yes, so okay. there's this thing. It's called VITA, and it's Volunteer Income Tax Assistance.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what it is that at places like the SDC and Journey House, people who make where their household makes under a certain amount of income
mm-hmm.
can receive free tax assistance. And
okay.
so it's all it's volunteers, but they've been certified. And so you can go onto their websites,
yeah.
which their links are in the article.
Mm-hmm.
But you go onto their websites and you sign up for a time, and so you show up. It should take a half hour.
Okay.
But you can go and they can help you submit your taxes.
So can anyone just go? Do you have to make a certain amount of income, have to have a certain amount of income, or what are the income guidelines?
Yeah, so it varies a little bit per place. I know I think SDC might be 58,000 and
okay.
Journey House is, I think, a little less.
Mm-hmm.
So you do have to meet the requirements in that case.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you're not eligible for the assistance.
Okay.
But as long as you meet that and you bring all the correct forms, they should be able to help you submit and get a refund if you're eligible. Or if not, you know, they can always help you set up a payment plan to pay your taxes.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. Dennis?
I think that's great. I mean, SDC has obviously been doing this for a very long time. So they are, they've been committed. So I'm assuming they do a really good job. I haven't had the opportunity to be serviced by them, but the fact that they are working with people, I know a lot of people need that service. Now,
mm-hmm.
Who are we talking to? And they were saying, well, when you come, it's not going to just be like a one-stop, like a one, you go through like a process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
like
me that said that.
Okay, okay.
Because I've been before.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there at least about 2 hours before.
Yeah.
I waited an hour or so because it was crowded. People were in there getting their, I believe, their utility bills taken care
mm-hmm.
of. And then people were doing taxes all at the same time.
Yeah.
So it was a wait. Then you have to go and see one person. And then you have to come back out to the lobby and wait again.
Mm-hmm.
Then to go see another representative to complete the taxes.
Right.
Yeah.
So what I asked them that, too, because I was like, what is the wait time?
Yeah.
And they said, in ideal world, it should take you 45 minutes because there's 15 minutes to do the checklist and
mm-hmm.
make sure you brought everything.
Yeah.
And then 30 minutes for the appointment. But obviously, things don't go as planned.
No.
It takes longer. So mm-hmm. when you go, expect to be waiting probably for a little.
Yeah.
But they did tell me that like mid-March is a good time to go because
okay.
A lot of people come in at the beginning or at the end of January when tax season begins.
That's right.
And then everyone goes in April when it ends. So just go in the middle is kind of better.
Mm-hmm.
If you're really desperate and you, for some reason, can't wait, you can submit it. They have a Dropbox where you
okay.
might be able to submit it, but that might take a couple more days if you need your refund right away.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, for your understanding, it's probably better to go in person, but do expect to wait.
Yeah. And then even if you make an appointment, you still have to wait. you know, it's still a long process, unfortunately. Yeah,
because they are just volunteers. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they, like I said, they've been certified. Yeah. So they know what they're doing. Okay. But, you know, things pop up. And if someone has multiple W-2 forms.
That's right.
What should take, you know, 30 minutes might take a little longer.
Okay.
So bring a book to read.
Okay. Sounds mm-hmm. good.
So, okay. And what other stories are you covering?
Yeah. So... one of the stories that I recently did is a spotlight on a young man. He's from Milwaukee, and his name is Elijah Tucker Carter.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of names.
Yeah, right? I can relate, though, because his name's hyphenated, yeah, so is mine. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so he was this guy who, when I did the article, How to Get Your Record Expunged, I needed another source of someone who was getting their record expunged, mm-hmm. and... so an attorney connected me with Elijah, and I went in, and I thought this interview would take, you know, 20 minutes at most. But we sat there for an hour, and he was just talking and telling me his life story. And, like, listening back to the interview, I probably asked, like, 5 questions. It's just him talking. And I walked away, and I texted my editor, Ron, mm-hmm. and I was like, this guy is a spotlight article. He's... mm-hmm. he's not just for expungement. So he was like, all right, well, get other sources and go for it.
Yeah. So we'll talk about some of the things that that made him someone you wanted to highlight.
Yeah. So it just started, he was telling me that his dad, his entire life, was in and out of prison. And so he was the oldest sibling, and he stepped up and helped his mom out, and which was a lot to ask, I think, for any, you know, young person, mm-hmm. but for a teenage boy. And he just did it. He would cook dinner. He'd walk the family's dogs. His younger siblings, you know, if he had to change the diapers, he did whatever he had to do. Mm-hmm. And the story goes that his dad gets out, and they get into this horrible fight, actually on Valentine's Day, his senior year of high school. And so he's walking around with a black eye for 3 weeks, and he was desperate to get out of his house. So he had a job at the Milwaukee County Park System, and he stole some money. And that people thought, all right, this is it. This kid's going to go down that path because he chose to do one bad thing. And he looked at it and said, no, I did this thing, and it's bad, but I'm going to change my life. And that's the only time I'm going to go to jail is that one time.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just this amazing story. And now he owns his own barber shop, mm-hmm. and he is constantly giving back to his church and to, on Barbershop Mondays, he is one of the volunteers who goes and gives free haircuts and talks with boys and is a mentor towards them.
You know the name of his shop?
Yeah, it is Crisp E Cuts. So Crisp and then double E Cuts with a Z.
Where is it located?
On Holton Avenue.
Dennis, you remember we went to a concert up? 2 years ago, we were sitting in front of him.
Mm.
Yeah, okay. We end up meeting him. You may not remember him by face, mm-hmm. but we end up meeting him. Yep.
It's located on Holton and what?
Mm-hmm. Not too far from Holton and Center, right? I think Holton, yeah. Yep, and Center Street.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, that sounds really cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Definitely.
And...
last but not least.
Yeah. For a second, I almost forgot what the third story was. But we started this new one called Minding Your Business. It's a new little segment that we introduced. And in this case, it features 4 coffee shops owned by Black entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
And so this one actually was originally when the Starbucks in Midtown closed.
Yeah.
We wanted to talk to coffee owners and say, okay, you know, what's it like owning a coffee shop? Mm-hmm. Is it a struggle given that this location closed? And as I started talking to people, they're like, yeah, it's a struggle, you know, with certain things, but the community's great and I'm doing this for the community. And so, again, I reached out to Ron and to Adam and I said, I think this story's going someplace different.
Mm-hmm.
And so it ended up... we were able to talk to 4 coffee shop owners, and I know there's a ton more, so if you know any, post them in the comments. But we talked to these 4 and just asked them, you know, when did you open your business? Why did you decide to open it? You know, what are the struggles? What are the benefits? And there was some overlapping answers. A lot of people, like I said, really were about the community, and that's why they chose to do it. But it was really cool to see people, you know, kind of stepping out of their comfort zone and saying, okay, I want to own a coffee shop, and I'm going to do it in these neighborhoods where we don't see a lot of coffee shops.
Yeah, definitely. And then, so what were the four that you were able to interview?
Yeah, so I spoke with Shindig Coffee, which is in the Sherman Phoenix, Rise and Grind, which is on MLK, Coffee Makes You Black on Titonia, and Manhattan Mocha, which I am blanking on the location right now, but everyone was incredibly kind, and they were all...
That's on 76 and Capitol.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
It's called Manhattan Mocha?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was... I was calling everyone, and they were at a coffee shop, so it was always super busy, but everyone was super kind and gave me, you know, 15, 20 minutes to just talk about what their experience was like.
Yeah, and there's another one if you are interested. What's the Chad?
Yep, the Share House.
What's the Share House?
Yeah, Share House.
That's on, like...
That is on 55th and North Avenue.
55th and North Avenue, Share House. Good, good, good.
Great coffee.
Great coffee, but great business.
And service.
And to hear... Yeah. The origin of how their coffee shop started, I think, is a really interesting story. So if you're looking for more, like, coffee shop, coffee shop stories or coffee businesses, I can make sure I pass you this information.
Definitely.
Please do.
Yeah.
All right. So for these stories in this entirety, where can they go?
They can go to MilwaukeeNNS.org. So you'll see those three stories. And then today we have a story about love in honor of Valentine's Day. Yeah. So check it out.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Thank you so much for coming, okay?
Thank you for having me.
All right. All right, y'all. Keep it locked in. 1560 WGOB 96.1 FM. Be right back right after this.
It's the Gospel Music Morning Mix with Sister Soraya.